So we're here today with Jamie Palumbo, who is running for the State House. Jamie, welcome to Moving Kentucky Forward.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So for the sake of our viewers and listeners, why don't you describe what district you're running for and where it is?
Okay, so the 76th district is in Lexington, Kentucky, and it's like north. I talk with my hands. It is about like north and east of Lexington, parts of Lexington, Kentucky. So basically going up North Broadway, out to about the interstate, going east and around to about Man O' War, and then coming down to Richmond Road. And this is just general vicinity. Coming back inside Richmond Road, it now encompasses the Woodland Park area and goes towards near Midland Avenue, and then back out Winchester Road and around Loudoun.
Okay, cool. So again, for everybody who may not be familiar with your race, do you have a primary?
Yes, sir, I do. I only have a primary. Two people filed to run against me, and it's just two Democrats. So May 21st decides who will represent the 76th district.
Yeah. And who are your two Democratic opponents?
The two that filed to run against me are Josh Buckman and Ann Donworth.
Okay. I put a rule in place that I would not do interviews with candidates that had a contested primary unless all of the candidates would set up an interview. And yours is one of the districts where all three have agreed to do an interview. So that's exciting for me, not necessarily for you.
No, I think it's wonderful for the voters to get as much information as possible and hear from everybody, everybody sharing their ideas, their experience. I think that's the best way that democracy can work.
Well, excellent. I'm glad to hear you say that. You have a little bit different situation. When I was in college, if you were pledging a fraternity, they called it a legacy pledge if your parent was in the fraternity. So you're sort of a legacy candidate. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, sir. So my mother, Ruth Ann Palumbo, is the current state representative for the 76th district. And she is retiring this year after 34 years. She's the longest serving female in the history of the Kentucky General Assembly. Mm. And she's getting older and slowing down and just decided it's time to move on. But I grew up in the district. I graduated from Bryan Station, which is the high school in the district.
Right.
That's one of the schools I coach for now. And so I've seen what she deals with and gotten an inside look at all the hard work that goes into it. But plus, I'm very passionate about this specific area because it's like family to me.
Sure.
And my grandparents, one set grew up, there was one house in between us growing up, and then the other lived about 5 minutes away from us on Old Paris Pike, and just have so many friends and family that still live in the district, especially from going to Bryan Station, coaching for Bryan Station now. It is family to me. So it's very personal. I love the area.
So I have to ask, I assume you told your mother you were running, what was her comment? How did she feel about it?
So after the governor's inaugural ball, so this, we're talking mid-December, and we had discussed before, I prayed about it and thought about it. And I'm sorry, that's one of my dogs, one of my rescues, come here, from the Humane Society. I do my rescues from the Humane Society. So animal welfare will be one of my issues.
Yeah.
So we had been discussing how passionate I was, and specifically about legislation that is coming out targeting the LGBTQ community, the education community, which I'm a part of, a lot of different things that are going on in Frankfort. And so I had already told her that when she was finished, I was interested. And then we had a meeting discussion. I think it was the Thursday after the governor's inaugural ball. And she said, okay, I think I'm ready to retire. And my older brother and I wanted to make sure that this was her decision. She didn't feel like she was being forced. And she said, no, it's time. And so then we discussed, okay, well, with everything going on, I do feel like I need to run, and represent the constituents and all of these groups that don't have that representation and need that champion. So it was very well received. She's encouraged. It's mixed emotions because it's the end of a, it's the end of a huge phase for her. But all of the elected officials, the House, especially in the House, they told her she's got floor privileges to come whenever she wants, and they still want her to bring her baby Ruth's. She's going to be retired, but she's still going to be highly involved. She can go to Frankfurt whenever she wants. She doesn't have to go to Frankfurt whenever she doesn't want to. And we talk all the time. And she's already said she's my advisor. So even though I'll be the one that would be the representative, she's going to be a huge part of it as well.
Yeah, that's got to be a very interesting situation to be running to replace your mother, especially with her history there of being the longest serving female. That's quite a feat. Let's talk a little bit about you. What's your day job?
So I spend most of my time coaching diving. As a business owner, when my grandparents were still alive, they saw me being very active in the community and spending my time on a lot of kids in the community and helping them and seeing that I was very passionate about that and being involved. So before they passed away and they left Palumbo Lumber, Palumbo Properties to myself and my two brothers, they also made sure that I would be able to continue on coaching and being involved to help all these kids. So I spend my time coaching diving, which can be 6 to 7 days a week, especially if it's the part of the season where we have meets in addition to the practices. But I do go into Palumbo Lumber, and that's where I draw salary from as an owner.
I see. Okay. What would you say would be the top, say, two or three issues that are facing your district?
Well, there are a lot. Public education is going to be at the top of my agenda. I work in multiple school systems. I have relationships with lots of different administrators, teachers, staff. I see firsthand what is needed, and it's a lot. And a lot of what's needed is not being given. And I'm not against private schools by any means. I went to private school for a little while before I went to Bryan Station and chose to go to Bryan Station and graduate from there. I've got family that goes there, but I am strongly opposed to taking any funding away from the public school systems. And honestly, in addition to that, the system isn't working effectively for the kids because our elected officials aren't putting enough resources into the system. Teacher salary, there needs to be a raise across the board immediately to help with that retention. It's also a lot being put on teachers, staff, and coaches that it's mentally and emotionally exhausting for us. And they're trying to pass laws where we can't fully support our kids. With if they're having gender identity issues, we're not allowed to talk to them about it. It's our hands are tied with a lot of issues that we can and cannot talk about to be able to fully be able to support these kids that are going through a lot. And that's really hard on the teachers and administrators. And then what salaries we do make or stipends, most of that goes back into our students. So even though these representatives are saying, oh, they've gotten a 4% increase from however many long ago, well, that's actually not accurate because the time that we put into it, the resources financially that we put directly back into these kids, because a lot of them do need that love, support, things that we need to get them. So it's a lot that's needed on the education side that's not already there, but we need to be fully funding these public education systems. That's the problem. And funding bus drivers and funding staff. So once we do that, then we can better assess what the public education system is truly looking like, but we're not anywhere there yet.
Okay. So having lived in the district and following your mother's service, you obviously have really good name recognition already. What sort of feedback have you gotten once you announced? Have a lot of people come forward and said, I'm really supporting you, or I expect you to run, or is there some sort of, well, wait a minute, we're not just passing this seat on to another family member. What sort of response have you gotten?
Right. So that ties into, that was just one issue of several other issues that I'm going to be involved in are also because of my background. The healthcare system. I am unequivocally opposed to government getting in the way of decisions between a doctor and their patient. Especially women's reproductive freedom and their healthcare rights. But the elderly healthcare, my grandmother, my mom's mother, chose to live with me the last 7 months that she was alive because I have a walkout basement. We were very close. Well, she had Alzheimer's and dementia, and she's a Navy veteran and had full benefits, but that did not come close to meeting all of the needs that she had. So I really want to do a lot more with the healthcare system, and especially for the elderly, because people that haven't seen and go to those doctor's appointments or have someone that's close with them that they are helping out with, they don't realize the needs that are not being met. And it's just kind of a put a band-aid on the situation for now. But we're about to get into full-on crisis mode with the baby boomers reaching that generation, needing a lot more healthcare and assistance. And it's not going to be easy. It needs to be like a multi-pronged effort, but to help the healthcare community and what we can do best to where the elderly, but everybody, but especially the elderly, are getting the help and care that they need. Addiction recovery. I unfortunately have a background, like I've struggled with addiction in my past. I have been completely sober since October 1st, 2022. That was the last time. So I would like to put a focus with raising mental health and help awareness. And I think a lot of that stems from just a lot of the things, the negativity that the LGBT community goes through. But also, my oldest brother committed suicide with a gun when I was 13 and he was 16. So it's a lot of resources that I would like to work towards helping a lot of these groups. So, background and growing up, and I've always been very involved in the community, and that's the way our mother raised us, was to give back and help others. And just, followed my faith and just tried to help all of as many organizations and people as I possibly could. And so even growing up and being a very active Democrat, helping in campaigns, I was always asked, well, when are you going to run? Or you should run for something. And it's been more and more frequent as mom has gotten older that a lot of leaders and community activists have, Madison, come here. Have talked to me about that. When I made the decision, mom made the, come here, Madison. When mom made the decision to retire, and I made the decision that I was going to run, and people found out, and I started notifying people, the response has been overwhelmingly positive. And especially because they know me, they know my background, they know that I'm not resting on my mother's amazing laurels for everything that she has done, but because of who I am, my personal background, my experiences, my involvement with lots of different groups and organizations. That's where I've gotten the most amount of love and support and encouragement, because they've seen a lot of the work that I have been doing my whole life in the community.
So let me ask one sort of probing question, and I hope it doesn't come across as impolite, but with the background you've got with your family's businesses that were left to you, and you said you're drawing the salary from, are you self-funding very much, or are you really trying to work on raising the money from others?
Well, to be personal, I draw a salary, but I have not gotten, nor have I asked for a raise since 2009, because I don't feel right. I would like for those resources to actually be spread out to all of the employees and the labor force. I want for all of that to go to everybody else. So it's interesting being a business owner, small business, it's actually more about the families and the labor that work for us, than anything else. So as I am blessed to draw a salary, I don't want to ask for any more, even with inflation and everything else going on, because I want it to go to those families.
So just like a lot of other candidates, you're having to do the dialing for dollars experience. Yeah.
Sir, I did not know what call time was before I entered this race. So being the business owner, it's more of you have to deal with the bills and the responsibility and making sure that everyone else is taken care of ahead of your own.
Yeah.
And my grandfather was a very smart businessman, and he really did a lot. He came from nothing and really, really did was successful. But a gentleman that he trusted and he was very close to, considered him like another son, he signed a banknote for him. And this was before the recession hit and left him with a balance that, after the recession and the housing market crash and everything like that, and us being in that business, we've had to navigate, one, making sure the business stays afloat, that we're taking care of these families that work for the company, and two, trying to figure out getting this major debt down. So it's not as glamorous as one might think, but it's definitely, it's wonderful being small business, being local, and helping lots of different families on that level as well.
So let's talk about your campaign a little bit. Do you have a campaign manager or campaign staff?
Yes, sir. I have a couple on staff. Will Carley, I would say, is the main general manager, and Lisa Tanner Norcus is helping with the field game and just lots of different issues. We all talk about everything.
Those are two of my favorite people. So congratulations on getting them into your campaign.
Thank you. Thank you.
And say hello to Lisa for me.
I will. And Johnson Smith has been instrumental with helping the Dial for Dollars. So he has been a huge help and supporter. So I need to mention his name, because he's such a wonderful, outstanding person as well.
So again, I'm not real familiar with your district. Is it, how walkable would you say your district is?
It's walkable. So that's part of the campaign. We got the lit, everything's organized. It's a big area, so it's definitely going to take time, organization, and the people to do it. I would love to be able to knock every single door, but that's just not going to be possible. But that's a goal. And there are enough people that are they're wanting to volunteer for the campaign and do everything they can to make sure that I'm elected. So I'm confident that we'll get there.
Have you started walking yet?
Yes, sir. I know this is sad, but my first day was yesterday.
Well, no, I mean, it's been cold and I get that. I'm sure you've had some events you've gone to or met with people or whatever. How comfortable are you with that sort of work? How was the door knocking yesterday, for example?
It's wonderful. Honestly, every single aspect of the campaign is exceptional, except the part that I don't like is the dialing for dollars and the raising money part of it.
Sure.
Every other part, meeting with different groups, going to different events, talking with different people, going door to door, and people that talked to me yesterday, it has been absolutely amazing. And that's why I'm doing this too. I want to build relationships with every voter that I possibly can to get to know them on that level, because I know issues that are going on and that I'm going to advocate and be a champion for, but not necessarily all of them. So the best way to do that is truly getting to know as many voters as I possibly can to hear what's going on. What would you like to see done? What are these issues that are affecting?
Are any debates or forums planned with you and the other two candidates?
I think as of now, there are two forums. I want to say, I can't remember which order they're in, and I can't remember the exact dates off the top of my head. Well, but the League of Women Voters, which is an excellent organization about democracy and like this, showing voters communication and educating everybody on who the candidates are, where they stand, their experience. That's one of them. And I believe there's I forgot the name of it, and this is really bad of me, but I feel like it's a progressive organization. And it might even have progressive in the name. I think there's another one scheduled, hosted by that organization.
Okay. So here's a question. So if you were going to name, you already talked about issues that you're, you know, working on. What would you consider to be the biggest problems that you think need to be fixed in Frankfort? And if that's a repeat of the previous, I'll edit it out.
It's not. The biggest problem in Frankfort is people have lost sight of working for the common good of everyone. Party politics has really has halted our system. And that's at the national level, but it's especially at the state level as well. My mother has always done a great job of working with both sides, even when the Democrats were in the majority. She reached across the aisle to work with the minority party. And I want to form those relationships as well and do everything that I can to have a working relationship that's civil. We can have disagreements and certainly progressive issues I will not be bending on. But I would like to have civil relationships with as many people as I possibly can to be an effective leader, to be effective at getting anything done. I think that's just encompasses probably all of the issues, truly.
Okay. Before I get to my last question, let me ask you, is there anything you wanted to talk about that I haven't asked you?
Another major issue for me is civil rights. I've got so many, and some of my very best friends are in the Black community. And I see their hurt and I see what they're going through. I see their fear anytime they're, a lot of times when they're leaving their house, when they're talking to their children, especially their sons, if they're pulled over, this is what you need to do. I know a lot of things are legally outlawed, but a lot of this stuff is still going on today. Like a Black woman who goes into a store with a big purse and she's followed. And that doesn't happen. And if it's a white woman, or like a black teenager or a black man going into a store wearing a hoodie, they're watched closely or followed or even down the street. Whereas if it was a white guy, that's not going to necessarily happen. I think a huge problem that's going on is that we're not teaching children from a young age about different backgrounds, diversity, equity and inclusion, just to educate on different backgrounds, cultures, what's going on, that we do have these differences, but we can all come together. And as long as we know people's backgrounds, their cultures, I think we could have a lot more respect and work together and celebrate that diversity instead of letting it divide us. So that's a major issue that affects me and a lot of the people that I'm very close with.
So let me close with the question I ask every candidate I ever interview. Let's imagine that I live in your district and you're out door knocking and you've come to my front door and I have actually opened the door rather than just peek through the living room curtains like some people do. And so we've had a conversation and I look at you and I say, okay, why should I vote for you? What's your answer?
Because I want to do the best that I can for you. I will work tirelessly for you. You can look at my background and experience of who I am, things that I've done, my background, things that I've supported to know not just what I'm saying that I'm going to do, but actually what I have been doing. And I will work hard to lift all of these oppressed groups up as opposed to tearing them down. And if you like what you see for my background and my stances, then I would love your support and your vote.
Excellent. James Palumbo, running for State House. Thank you again for being on Moving Kentucky Forward.
Thank you so much. Thank you for everything you do, and thank you for having me.